Good afternoon, Local 304 in Columbus, Ohio. This afternoon's podcast, Postal Podcast, we're going to talk about Article 25. Yes, Article 25, higher level assignments. Now, the reason for this podcast this afternoon is because I am getting a lot of questions with regards to is all higher level assignments given by seniority, or what is the protocol? Well, I'm going to read Article 25 and give you my interpretation of what I believe Article 25 reads. Now, again, you can cross-reference this to the Chem, and I'm sure you should find it being similar. Here we go. Article 25, higher level assignments. Section 25.1, let's define higher level assignments. Higher level work is defined as an assignment to a ranked higher level position, whether or not such position has been authorized at the installation. So in other words, if you are a level 4 mail handler and you are asked to drive and going to be paid to drive, you have just been put on a higher level assignment. Most mail handlers think of higher level assignments only as when you get assigned as a 204B. But by definition, a level 5 pit operator is ranked higher than the level 4 mail handler, thereby in line with the definition. If you are a level 4 and you are driving, you are on higher level. 25.2, higher level pay. An employee who is detailed to a higher level work shall be paid at the higher level for time actually spent on such job. An employee's higher level rate shall be determined as if promoted to the position. An employee temporarily assigned or detailed to a lower level position shall be paid at the employee's own rate. So if you are a level 5 and for whatever reason there's no level 5 work and you are asked to do level 4 work, well, in line with your job assignment, you can do level 4 work, but you're still going to be paid level 5. Section 25.3. Here's the part where most people get too lazy. We get lazy, mail handlers and supervisors. 25.3, written orders. Any employee detailed to a higher level work shall be given a written management order stating beginning and approximate termination, and such directing the employee to perform the duties of the higher level position. Such written orders shall be accepted as authorization for the higher level pay. The failure of management to give a written order is not grounds for denial of higher level pay if the employee was otherwise directed to perform the duties. Now, what I believe that is saying and what it reads to me is if you are on a higher level assignment, you should be given a PS form 1723. Yes, the exact same form you get if you're going on a 204B detail. That order should be written out to include the beginning date and time of the assignment, the higher level assignment, and approximate termination date of the higher level assignment. See, that is your validation or your proof that you performed the higher level work in order to be compensated. More times than not, level four mail handlers are asked to drive and are not paid for driving. Now, I do understand that when you are asked to drive, you go to the clock and you clock over to a 229 or 30 operation, which is a jack tractor or a forklift. But just because you swipe on a higher level does not guarantee you higher level pay. See, that time has to be authorized in tax by a supervisor. If that time is not authorized in tax, the 1723 is your documentation to show that you were authorized to work at a higher level. Now, most times you don't realize you didn't get paid until you actually get your check, which could be anywhere as far out as 2 weeks. Sometimes they remember as in management, sometimes they don't. But if you are diligent in ensuring that every time you are asked to drive, management gives you a 1723, then it guarantees, should they forget, you've got documentation to make sure they go in and do the pay adjustment. Article 25.4, higher level details. Detailing of an employee to higher level bargaining unit work in each craft shall be from those eligible, qualified, and available employees in each craft in the immediate work area in which the temporary vacant higher level position exists. However, for details of an anticipated duration of 1 week, meaning 5 working days within 7 calendar days or longer, to those higher level craft positions enumerated in this agreement as being permanently filled on the basis of promotion of the senior qualified employee, the senior qualified eligible available employee in the immediate work area in which the temporary vacant higher level position exists shall be selected. Now, I understand that as, and it gets a little controversial. If there is a higher level detail in your area that's for 1 day, 2 days, let's say up to 4 days, management is not obligated to give that position to the senior person. But again, if that detail is over 5 days, then principles of seniority are definitely in effect. And the only reason my understanding of Article 25.4 with respect to not always giving a higher level position to the senior person is because after the first paragraph, when the contract explains about higher level vacancies, they come right back with however. So when I read however, for details over 5 days, management must use principles of seniority. Now, that's my interpretation of that, and that gets questioned a lot because it seems, though, if you're working in an area and there's a level 5 driving position open for that day, the senior person in that area most times feel they have a right to that position. And I'm simply saying, if management wants to exercise principles of seniority with particular attention on detail employees to higher level positions, they can, but contractually, they don't have to. That's how I read that. If our national agreement addresses a difference in details under a week and over a week, in details over a week, they give you specific guidance on how they should be filled, then I think it stands to reason details under a week, management has the autonomy to make that decision without utilizing the principles of seniority. Section 25.5, leave pay. Leave pay for employees detailed to a higher level position will be administered in accordance with the following. Paragraph A1. Employees working short term on a higher level assignment or detail will be entitled to approved sick leave and annual leave paid at the higher level rate for a period not to exceed 3 days. A2. Short term shall mean an employee has been on an assignment or detail to a higher level for a period of 29 consecutive workdays or less at the time leave is taken, in such assignment or detail to the higher level position is resumed upon return to work. All short-term assignments or details will be automatically canceled if replacements are required for absent detailed employees. Long-term shall mean an employee has been on an assignment or detail to a higher level position for a period of 30 consecutive workdays or longer at the time leave is taken, in such assignment or detail to the higher level position is resumed upon return to work. Terminal leave payments resulting from death will be paid at the higher level for all employees who are assigned or detailed to higher level assignments on their last workday. So, I spent a little time on Article 25 today. I hope we clear some things up to folks that were asking me questions on it. You see, every move the post office makes is pretty much covered by our national agreement. All we have to do is read our national agreement, and we can make these corrections. And again, there are a few supervisors out there, and I do say a few, who are willing to see an error and correct it. And what I mean by that is if they're not going by Article 25, and we as union members bring it to their attention, again, but we have to know first, and we bring it to their attention. There are a few supervisors out there that will make the adjustment and get in compliance with our contract. But for those that won't, my job is to educate you on what the article says and what should take place, and then you see how it affects you and you determine your next move. See, because one of the major roadblocks when being in compliance with Article 25 is that supervisor has to give you 1723s to cover your higher level period, time that you're going to be on higher level. So what's going to happen, and again, let's keep it 100, supervisor's going to get lazy and not going to want to give you that 1723, and then you're going to be faced with, do I do the job on higher level or do I not do it because they won't provide me with the paperwork? Then you'll probably reason within yourself and say, well, I did a swipe over to 229 or 230, so they'll have to pay me. Again, these are decisions you have to make, but I hope that you would make the decision to insist upon getting your documentation. And again, the documentation, you know, far too often you drive without getting paid for it. It, by the time you realize it, it's not that important, but it is important. It's very important. So I hope that the drivers would insist on their 1723s to cover their period of higher level, and particularly on the apps machine or the loaders, because it is my understanding that sometimes they do, sometimes they don't pay loaders on Tour 2 apps level 5 when they load those heavy over 1,000-pound magazines. If that's the case, Tour 2 apps, how about preparing 1723s for those loaders to justify or to authorize what you just said? And what I mean by what you just said, I think it's common knowledge that Tour 2 apps loaders are paid level 5 because they have to load with pit equipment because the load is so heavy. And again, I think that's an excellent decision on the post office's part to recognize that. But if you're going to recognize it properly, then how about complete the process and ensure that Tour 2 loaders, while they're loading at 2C magazines on the apps, are given 1723s, again, for the time that they're using the powered equipment so they can get paid higher level consistently. And here's the message that I send to my members that will definitely have them, a few of them, looking at me sideways. If you are a level 4 and you are not authorized by 1723 to be on pit equipment, how about if you stop being on it? And I know we've become comfortable, ease of use, et cetera, but do you not understand that by you showing that extra dedication, because that's what it is, it's not just we're being lazy, it's a little bit of it, but you're showing that extra dedication, and while you are a level 4, because you get to travel back and forth on a piece of pit equipment, you go out to the dock, you pick up mail, you move mail about the building, you are actually showing that another mail handler can be replaced, and that's not correct. Now, if the post office were smart, or if they wanted to make a smart move, they would increase the number of level five jobs because they have to see the extra benefit that they get from allowing, and I do say allowing, level fours to ride around that building who is not on pit equipment, that's not on higher level to do so. They are very much aware of it, but it's nothing but free labor for them. Think about it. I know it's going to be an inconvenience. I know it's going to be a break from the norm. But, hey, if possible, at all possible, if you are not authorized, and when I say authorized, getting paid level five to be on pit equipment, then how about if we stop being on the equipment? That's free labor that you're giving away. And it also affects the number of jobs that's actually needed. Now, again, the better option for the post office would simply be create a lot more level five positions and then legitimately take advantage of the level fours who drive unauthorized today. That's just my message to the branch. And it's a message that I want you to consider and maybe make adjustments of how you move from point A to point B. Hey, I thank you for allowing me to talk to you this morning. But this is what the 180-degree New Direction platform is all about. It's just not about a candidacy for myself. It's about airing out issues that folk talk about amongst themselves, but I want to talk about with every mail handler. Have a great rest of today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.